We're going to go ahead and take up our tithes and offerings first, and then we'll turn the choir loose, and we're going to sing unto the Lord. We're going to praise his name. We're going to hear the word here in just a little bit. So if you're visiting with us here today for the first time, we want to make you welcome. We don't embarrass you by calling you out or anything. We just want to say welcome, and you make yourself right at home, and you worship the Lord with us. If our ushers would come to service, we'll take up this morning's tithes and offerings. Lowell, would you pray for the offering, please? Amen.
turn you loose.
202 as the choir goes down. 202.
I heard an old, old story, how the Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
That pig roast, that'd have helped you. It's been requested. We're going to give it a try. I know you're going through that fire. It's getting hard to stand the heat. But even harder is the wandering. Is God's hand still on me? It's lonely in the flames when you're counting days of pain. But the potter knows the clay, how much pressure it can take. Many times around the wheel, till there's submission to His will. He's planned a beautiful design, but it'll take some fire and time. It's going to be okay. I just came through that fire not too very long ago, and looking back I can see why, and that my God was in control. But on the hottest days I'd cried, oh Lord, isn't it about time? But the potter knows the clay, how much pressure it can take, how many times around the wheel, till there's submission to His will. He's planned a beautiful design, but it'll take some fire and time. It's going to be okay, 'cause the potter knows the clay. He's planned a beautiful design, but it'll take some fire and time. It's gonna be okay, 'cause the potter, he knows the clay. choir sounded good. I told Chris up there, I said, I don't know if you're going to have enough for a choir. And boy, it was just, we appreciate those that filled in that's not normally, don't normally sing, but it sounded good. It really did. Amen. Right. Amen. Amen. All right. Anybody else? All right. Pastor Al, you come. Aaron, would you ask God's blessing on the message this morning, the anointing, please?
Our Heavenly Father, we come into your presence. Thank you once again for each one that has come this way. Lord, we thank you for the beautiful songs, for the lesson, for everything that we've heard here this morning. We pray that you'd be with Pastor Al as he brings a message, anoint him with thy word, and help us all to be obedient to thee. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
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 Al, before you, I'm going to do something. I'm just
go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't like to put the young lady on the spot, but the lady that gave the testimony Wednesday night, would you please share with everybody that's here this morning your analogy of what your little puppy dog went through and what we, how we should be obedient.
Yes.
She told this Wednesday night, and then Greg brought a lesson, and it just all
tied in.
It did. It tied in. But this sounds like a parable that Jesus would use. And I thought, man, that would be great this morning.
Nothing wrong with that.
Diabetes, which has now made her completely blind. It breaks our heart to see her try to come to us and bump into a wall, or if we've forgotten to lose something out the floor or something. So it's a learning experience right now for all of us, my husband and I, and we're trying to teach the grandkids to help when they're there. She comes to us by hearing our voice. She's about to bump into something. Straight from where she needs to get to be, so that she can come straight to us and follow our voice.
That's right.
And for days, God has told me, when you can't see my face, come straight to me and follow my voice.
Amen.
I will lead you. I will not let you go astray. I'll not let you fall. I'll not let you fall.
Bless her heart.
If I just follow His voice, I may not be able to see where I'm going. But if I can hear the sound of His voice,
amen.
Amen.
He's going to lead me straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I thought how God can take the disease or something that's going on with the little puppy dog and show us how we need to obey Him.
Right.
Just and he used you, and I appreciate that. I've thought about that. I don't know how many times this.
I have too.
I could just listen to His voice.
Yeah.
If I can't see where I'm going, but if I can just listen and go to that voice, I'll always be on the straight and narrow.
Bless you. Bless you. Anybody else? Is He speaking to you? Is she?
Well, it's an honor.
Bless you, Timmy.
God's been good to me, and He's better to me than He is most. And it's an honor to just be able to, and I don't know how He's going to have me word this, but it's an honor to be able to worship with wonderful people. And you get to see young people grow up. It's an honor. It's an absolute honor. And it's a pleasure just to see the young people as they come up. Back in the day, me and Mom had them in Sunday school, and now I see them growing up and becoming young adults, and there's a whole new batch right behind them, and that's part of the blessings that I believe that we get while we're here on earth. The angels can't really quite understand. I'm sure they can watch and see, or whatever the case may be. I don't know. It's not for me to figure out, but the angels don't get to. Because Tony brought up something in one of our one of the Sunday school lessons one time. You know, why are we here? Why are we here? And had us thinking about a lot of different things. But we get to enjoy blessings that that the angels can't even speak of. And
that's right.
Hardships, and there's things people go through that we don't understand. And, but it's an honor just to be able to remember them in prayer. It's an honor to be able just to know, be around them. Things that the angels can't even talk about. They just don't quite get it. But he blessed me more than I deserve. And I'm more than worthy to even call upon his name. But I'm blessed. I just want you to know I'm very blessed.
Amen. Amen.
With our situation, just looking from where we were this time last year to where we are today, it's been a year since Chuck got his LVAD, but also a year since we completed all surgeries up to that point because they had to go back in and take care of some things about four different times. So as of August 9th was the last day that they closed his chest, and we've had no infections, no reason to go back to the hospital for anything other than another stroke, but even with the two strokes that he has suffered, he has no deficits.
Bless her heart.
His hand on him and carried us through all of this. From where I was last year, sitting there looking at all of these obstacles and struggles and everything that we went through, and myself and my faith growing, we came upon a couple that he goes to cardiac rehab with over in Gallipolis. We stepped back from rehab now to save some of our sessions for after he gets a heart. And I say after he gets it because I know God will provide it for him. I don't sit there and say, oh, why me? This isn't going to happen. I'm preparing for it. Every single day, I'm ready. And,
amen.
He was fortunate enough. His name is Bill Harless. I'd say he's probably in his 70s. And he just received double lungs at the end of July. And he wasn't even sure if he was going to be listed. But he was fortunate enough to receive them. And he struggled over the last few weeks. And I got a text from his wife this morning that said, have your church family pray for him. They decided to re-intubate him because he's so volume heavy with fluid that his lungs can't handle it. And he's really struggling with each breath. So if we could continue to pray for not just Chuck, but also lift them in prayer, I'd be grateful. I know that they can sure use it. But a lot of the situations and the struggles I went through last year, just kind of sitting there and thinking to myself, okay, what am I supposed to get from this, are things that now I'm there for his wife, Liz. And I can sit there and say, okay, well, we ran into this obstacle a year ago, and this is what they did, and just trust that they know what they're doing because we had such a positive outcome from it. Now, I know their situation isn't exactly the same as ours, and God has a plan for each and every one of us, and for each and every one, it's different. But at this time in her life, I'm able to sit there and take those lessons that I faced last year and be able to give her some sort of comfort in knowing that it can have a positive outcome. You know, you can sit there and look one day and say why, but you're not to question why. You're just to trust him and follow him and lead him wherever it is he's guiding you and know that everything will be okay. So,
sure.
I'm grateful and I'm very hopeful and I know what life can be like without the Lord, and I'm so happy I have him.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Bless her heart.
And I thought, you know, something that she really didn't want to say about her child, she shared that with me. And I thought, you know, Carol Hill survived it, and Carol had a child that, you know, kind of was a kid, you know, that we all go through things just so we can help someone else out. And that's the way I try to look at things nowadays, that we're a lot too. But poor Greg, he's, you know, sometimes men's just not as strong as women. But he's been up here in Canton, Ohio by himself in a hotel room, and he goes to work 12 hours and then back to the hotel room. And he's only got a few more weeks to go, but I tell you, he came home Friday, and he was grouchy. I mean, he's just not the guy I know. And it usually happens when they do these turnarounds, and they work 24 hours a day. And, you know, he gets no rest, and I need to apologize to him because I just had enough of that. I just snapped right back at him, and that's not Greg, and that's not me. But he told me this morning, he said, say a prayer for me and ask the church to pray for me. So I appreciate your ladies' testimonies. Hang in there. Lord's good all the time.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good to be here, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've heard some good news. Heard a good lesson. I'm going to have you to bow your heads. For some reason, and as they sung, Lord, you're the potter and I'm the clay. He's put in my heart something that I need to do. Now, we're going to pray. I've got good news for you. I really do. You're not hearing much out there. You're not reading much out there. You're not seeing much out there. But there's good news today. And I've got it for you. Greg had it for you. This young lady had it for you. That thrilled my heart Wednesday night also. You see, I'm glad that I have a desire to be here. I don't like to miss these services, especially when the word's taught or singing. Sometimes we have to, but I'm glad I don't have to much. We're going to pray. I don't know your needs. I don't know why he's impressing me this way. I don't know why he is. But I feel a good spirit here. A good convicting spirit here. And I don't know anything about you other than I see you. But the Lord spoke to me and he said, we need to pray. And we are going to pray. Chris is going to sing. Father, we want to thank you. You're in our presence. Lord, when you're in our presence, it's exciting. When the Holy Spirit begins to bubble up in my life, Lord God, it thrills me. There's nothing any greater to me than to sense the presence of the Lord. And for some reason or other, Lord, you put this in my heart that we needed to pray, and there's needs here. I don't need to know what they are, but we are needy people. But we have an all-sufficient, all-knowing, all-powerful, all-loving God. And he's in our presence this morning. He's here. I have sensed him. There's a lot of things that I don't. But Lord God, when I sense the presence of the Lord, I need to mind him. And Father, you know the need of these folks that are with us. Whether, Lord God, it's a big problem or a major one or just something that they need to pray about. I don't know. But Lord God, I do know that Peter said, and he said it to me, Lord, when I read it, cast your care upon me. Me? Yes, Jesus. For I careth for you. You see, Lord, we can't carry the load. It's too big. It'll weigh us down. Our Father, it'll cause damage when we carry the load. When you said, put it on you, just as our Father, Lord God, when he was entering in and they got the cold, they began to put blankets on him so it would be a saddle. Father, you're there and you want us to put it in you. We can't handle it, God. It's too big. Father, we're going to sing. I don't know, Lord God. I don't know the need, but you do. But Father, as they sing with heads remained bowed, they sing, if you have a need, what it's small, minor, or major, you bring it to him. We can't carry it. We can't handle it. We don't know the answer, but you do. Now heads remain bowed, and Chris is going to sing. And only I am looking.
Far away in the depths of
just come.
My
just come.
Spirit today.
How about it?
Rolls a melody sweeter.
There's others.
Than song.
There's others.
In celestial-like strains, it unceasingly
sing it.
Rolls.
Sing it.
O'er my soul like an infinite calm.
Is there others?
It's peace, peace,
amen.
Wonderful peace.
I just obeyed him.
Coming down.
I want you to obey
from
him.
The Father above.
Whatever the need, he's here.
Sweep over my
he's here.
Spirit. I pray in fathomless billows.
He's walking up and down these
aisles.
He's knocking at your heart.
I am resting.
Where are
today
you resting this morning?
In this wonderful
would you come?
Peace.
There's others.
Resting sweetly in Jesus. Control.
Now get up from your seat and come up.
For I'm kept from all danger by night and by day. And his glory is flooding my soul.
Just obey the Lord this morning. Just obey.
Oh, soul, are you here? Without comfort and rest, marching
others?
Down the rough pathway of time.
I say glory. I
make
say
Jesus
yes.
Your friend.
Amen.
Ere the shadows grow dark.
Amen.
Oh, accept His sweet peace so sublime.
You need help?
He'll give you
peace.
Put
it on him. Put it on him. He can handle the Lord.
Wonderful peace.
He can handle the Lord.
Coming down.
There's
from
nothing
the
impossible
Father.
With him.
I pray in fathomless billows of love.
Amen. Pray one for another. Pray one for another. That's what he said. We can't bear that load.
There is an unseen hand to me.
Would you like to come? Amen.
That leads through ways.
Would you like to come?
I cannot see.
Amen.
While going. This world of woe, his hand still leads me as I go.
Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord.
I'm trusting to
worship the Lord.
The unseen
the
hand that guides.
Worship the Lord this morning.
This weary land.
It's a weary land, all right.
And some sweet day.
It's a weary land.
I'll reach that
strand. Amen. Amen. Worship the Lord.
Still guided by the unseen hand. His hand has led through shadows drear. And while it leads, I'll have no fear.
He's speaking.
I know 'twill lead me to that home.
Do you have a need?
Where sin nor sorrows there can come.
Do you have a need this morning?
I
did
long
you walk in with a heavy load and burden?
My
You're
Savior's face.
You're needing that
and
blessing,
sing
that
a story saved by grace. And there upon
Amen. Amen.
That golden strand,
Amen.
I'll praise him for
yes. Yes.
his guiding hand.
How about it? How about it?
I'm trusting to
Amen.
The unseen
Amen.
Hand. Guides me through.
We're not going to embarrass you.
This weary land.
We're not going to embarrass you.
And some sweet day.
And I guarantee you that you
reach
cannot
that strand. Still guided by
worship the Lord.
Unseen hand.
We just thank you, Father.
Yeah.
We've got so much to be grateful for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I just say, thank you.
Amen. A church without the presence of the Lord, without the presence of the Holy Spirit, without the Word God, of God being taught and preached and practiced, it would just be an assembly. Hey, this is a place where we come to worship.
Yeah.
To worship in spirit and in truth. We don't need to know your cares. We can turn them to him. Someone else. Chris, you got another song?
Yes, sir.
Bless you, Judy.
You know, we're both getting old. And we got churches. Probably within walking distance from me. It takes us about 45 minutes each way.
Bless your heart.
Bless you,
Judy. But they're not home.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is home.
That's right. That's right.
Because I know when I come here, we have freedom to worship the Lord. I don't know about those other churches.
Amen. Bless you, Judy.
We've been here since the start of time and seen a lot leave, saw a lot pass on to go to be with the Lord. But we can't see after dark. It's no excuse we could have come when it was light, you know. We didn't. But getting old is no excuse either. But this is home. And there might come a time when we can't come any longer.
That's right.
Lord, let us
wait. Right.
That my heart will be here. Al, you are such a blessing to me.
Bless you, Judy. Jack's ready to go. But you know you don't want to let him go. But I'll pray for him. I want the will to be done, and I don't want him to suffer. But I want to praise him this morning. That's right.
Above all.
Yeah.
I haven't testified in a long time, and it sure isn't his fault. And he's kept right on blessing me.
Sure.
Providing what I need. A roof over my head. I have food to eat. You tell that, beloved. I'm in fairly good health. I can still walk and see a little bit. But I want to praise him for those things.
Yes, yes.
Where I live, I can look around and I can see I'm glad to
you know, I say it's one step to a nursing home, but it is for senior citizens. And I see so many that are in wheelchairs. And I think, Lord, look at me. I can still walk and get around and do it myself.
Right here.
Some of them have to have caregivers to come in and help with it. I can still do it for myself. I don't thank him enough. I thank him, but I don't stand and thank him enough when we need to do that. Sometimes I think we just need to stand when we don't feel it. Just stand and praise him because he blesses us all the time.
Sure,
we
sure.
do that, we'll probably get a blessing for it. I don't want to take up time, but I want to praise him.
It's now. His time.
Bless you.
I want to lift him up.
Yeah, it's his time.
And oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
If there's somebody here that don't know him, he's real.
He is real.
Yeah. Amen.
He is real.
When he comes into your life, you'll know he's real. And all you have to do is just go. He tells us in his word, come as a little child. A little child looks to that mom and dad. They depend on that mom and dad. And you know, we are all children.
Yes.
We never grow. We're his children. And all we have to do is go to him. And sometimes we don't get everything we want. But he's there and he knows what we need. Then he'll see us through. I just praise him.
Bless your heart.
Amen.
Bless you, Sister Britt. Bless you.
Notebook here, and you all heard me say it's Church Marquees. That I've written down over the years that speak to me, and I feel led this morning to read two of them here. The first one's a little harsh, but it says, stop, drop, and roll doesn't work in hell.
Try. Unless you can.
And the other one is, you can't be saved too soon because you don't know how soon it'll be too late.
That's your man.
God is asking me to speak to the unsaved this morning that might be sitting here amongst us. And that second one I just read, you could walk out this door today and it could be too late.
Sure.
That's simply all I have to say, but he gave me a song, Chris 282, if we could sing page 282. And I'm going to sit down and pray that if there is someone here today that's lost among us, that they will make their way to that altar, and I'll meet them there.
Amen. Bless you.
If somebody has blessed you, and you never did tell them, you never did open up and say, I really was glad to hear your testimony or your prayer or whatever. You do it while we sing, will you? I feel a good spirit here. And I was going to read out of Luke 2, 17, 15, 16, 17, and 18. And it has good news. The Word of God has good news. Sometimes, she said, sometimes it gets a little harsh. Sometimes he has to correct us to get us back on track. Sometimes he just wants to love us. We're going to sing. And if you feel like somebody's blessed you, you need to tell them, I love you. I wasn't taught that by my father didn't ever hardly say, I love you. But he's changed my heart on that. Not my dad, not my former pastors, but the Lord has changed my heart. And he's still changing it. So we're going to sing. If somebody has blessed you or you need to put your arm around them, let's do it. Go ahead.
There's a sweet.
Yes.
Sweet Spirit in this place. of the Lord.
Sing it.
There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know they feel the presence of the have been revived when we shall leave this place.
Amen. 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 Go ahead and sit. I just want to read a little bit of scripture. You know, we're hearing a lot of bad news, a lot of bad news. And as you know, I'm retired, and I can watch a lot of TV if I want to, but it's nothing but bad news. And I got several TVs, but I want to tell you this. I'm almost to the place that I just, but all I watch is religious stations, or these men that preach and teach me, because I don't hear nothing. And all of them, ABC, NBC, CBS, all of them are giving us nothing but bad news. Let me read to you. And you stay right there, Chris. You stay you listen to this. In Luke 12:16. In 18. And came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they see it, it was made known abroad, the saying which was told them concerning this child. Who was this child? It was Jesus. When they heard it and wondered at these things to which were told them by the shepherds. What happened? You see, this didn't come from the Jerusalem Times, or it didn't come from other people that came from the king. Prophecy was being fulfilled. And God used these men, ordinary men. And when they came across and the prophecy was being fulfilled, if I'd been there, I would have been excited. Me, a nobody, seeing the King of Kings, the one that they prophesied about, the one where the prophecy's being fulfilled, God's son in a form of a baby. I would have been excited. The good news is, he's our king, and we need to tell it to everybody. It's not something that we keep to ourselves. Someone said, I'm sort of backward, and I just don't feel like I ought to. You ought to share the very news that God sent angels. They began to sing. And when they saw the child, they were wanting to destroy him, do away with him. Herod said, "No, sir, find him for me." But you know, when they got him, dear heart, he was alive. And I thought, my, he lives today. I don't care what the world says, he lives. I've tasted of him. I've met him as my personal Savior. I did not take anybody's word for it. And you know what? When they saw that child that day in a manger, and they followed the star, when they saw him, do you know what they were looking at? They were looking to the Savior of the world in the form of a child. Think about that. Think about that. Sometimes we see people, their heart, and wonder what they're like. But here was what the prophecy had said would be fulfilled and would come to pass. That day, when they obeyed the Lord and went and followed, they were able to witness the King of Kings born, and there was rejoicing. Oh, you say, "Preacher, I have seen him. I wasn't there. I never, dear heart." People have said, "What? Why don't you go to the Holy Land?" And I'm not really strong going. Now you can go, and I'm not criticizing that. But the good thing about it, that through the eyes of faith, I have tasted of him. And he has become my personal Savior. I know him today. They marvel, the shepherd says, dear heart. They marvel. And they begin to praise God. People says, "I have nothing to praise him about." But I want to tell you the good news is, if you have breath and you know the Lord, and whether you know him or not, you need to be thanking him and praising him for everything that he's done for you. Yeah, I mean, he is in control of our life. You see, I've heard about him when I was a young boy and I wasn't interested in him. I heard about him as a young man. And it began to prick my heart and stirred me up and convicted me. And I came and surrendered my life. And you know what? I've never been the same anymore. You know, people want to know. There was a fellow there at the tent. And he heard my name and he said, "Where are you from?" And he went, and I felt like saying, "Buddy, I'm trying to worship. I'll tell you later." And then another one wanted to talk. He wanted to talk. I wanted to worship and listen to the word of God. The people were rejoicing and having time. Now, there was a lot of them went to the altar. Only God knows what the need was in their life. But I, dear heart, came, and I have met him through the eyes of faith. I didn't see him. I didn't have a vision. I heard the word of God, and I realized that my life was empty, and what the world had to offer was nothing but fake news, news that wasn't worth having, that you don't need him. You're your own. You can do whatever you want to. But you know what? My life was empty. It was void, and I was going here, going there, trying this, trying that, dear heart. Until I came through the eyes of faith and accepting him as my personal Savior. You think about that. How they could have felt. Someone said it's not in feelings. And it's not. It's not. But I've accepted him through the eyes of faith. And I'll tell you what. I don't deserve it, and he don't have to do it, but he does it. He blesses me and blesses me, and I feel like rejoicing. But it's only not in shouting and praising your hands, but you think about the Prince of Prince, the Prince of Peace, giving you a peace that passes all understanding. I mean, the world don't understand, don't comprehend, and they would probably think, hey, they've lost it. No, no, no. God put me, as he did Legion, in my right mind. And when I met him, that's the good news. He removes the condemnation. Isn't that wonderful? That condemnation that let me know I needed something different. And it wasn't in the church. It wasn't in the community. It wasn't in the bars. It was in Jesus Christ. He was the only one that changed my life. Then over in Romans 1:16, now listen to what it says. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. I feel so wonderful that I'm not ashamed of him. I want to tell the world all about him. That day when the Savior completed the plan of redemption through his son and headed for Gethsemane and Calvary, he gave us a plan that'll stand. It's a work of redemption. And you know one verse that I've always told you, and I'm still troubled by that. God loved me, a nobody. Wasn't worth fit, you see. No matter what the outward look, I wasn't fit, but he gave me that peace and that good news that when I heard that evening in the revival service at Chesapeake, that I could be set free. That if I was tired and heavy laden, if I would come to him, you know what he'd give me? A rest. I did not know rest for all my entire life till that day that I went forth and committed my life to him. Didn't really know much about the plan. Didn't know much about the gospel. But you know what the gospel is? Good news. And I heard it. I'm sure if ABC and CBS and NBC would have been in those days, they would have said it was just a young lady. They say she was born without a biological father. I don't know about that, but the Word of God said it took place because he wrote it. And he didn't say a young lady, he said a virgin conceived. And a Savior was born. That's my Savior this morning. That's my Lord, and I'm soon going to be with him. The Word of God tells me that there's good news through the Word of God. When we hear these men teach us, when these guys give us the Word of God in teaching, it thrills me. I don't understand it all. But I want you to know what I understand, I rejoice in. And I'm so glad, even though I'm very illiterate with a lot of the depth of the Word of God, I'm glad that my Redeemer liveth. I didn't take the pastor's, I didn't take the evangelist's word. I didn't take the church's word. I didn't sign a card. I came and believed with my heart and confessed with my mouth. Have I had hard times? Sure. Have I had struggles? Sure. But listen to what he said in John, and I'm going to close. Listen. These, what? The good news. These are written that you might believe. I heard and I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that believing in my heart, I could have life through his name. Isn't that wonderful? It's free. It's free. Someone said, I've got so much to give up. To the Christian, to the redeemed, to the one that knows him. Don't forget, don't ever forget that Jesus Christ as your Savior has justified you. He's the one that cleanses and sanctifies you. And he's my soon coming King. To those that don't know him, he's your judge. And your condemnation is eating you up. And you will be separated if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It don't matter what the obituary says. People honestly, in all the funerals that I preach, they want you to say something good. They want you to say something to give them the hope that they went to heaven. But no matter what I say, but it's what the Word of God says. You're either a believer, and I know that you'll not agree with it. You're either a believer, and you're a saint, or you're lost and a sinner bound for eternity without Jesus Christ. It's your decision. It's your decision. And there's multitude. I've got good news here. He said, preacher, I have not heard nothing really good. These young men, these women, these elderly gentlemen, these people that have got hooked with those pills and needles, my. Someone said, you ever get high? I said, yeah, every day. Every day. What's going on with this guy? Every day. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. And in spite of all my heartaches and disappointments and troubles, he's my Savior. And I can cry out to him, say, Papa, this is Al again, and I need you. Father, we thank you. I have sent your presence here, and I've got good news, Lord, for those that don't know you, those that are, Father, their lives is questionable. They're not sure whether they are or not. They've joined church. They went into the water hole. They've signed the card. If they have not had a change of heart, if they have not called upon the name of the Lord, if they have not confessed Jesus as Savior and Lord and Master, Father, they're lost. And we want to give an invitation to those, to any of us. They came to the altar, you saw the needs, and Father, we still want to extend the invitation, and we need to extend it till the day that you would call us home. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's all stand. I travel down a lonely road.
Is there one?
And no one seemed to care.
Is there one?
The burden on my weary back,
yes,
had bowed me to despair. I oft complained to Jesus,
I don't know
how folks were treating me.
It might seem like a long way from.
And then I heard him say so.
Tenderly. And if you don't even feel like coming to the altar, right where you're at, just bow your head. Confess it. Say, Lord, I need you. I need you. I want you to be my Savior, my Lord, my King. I want to get ready for eternity. Is there one?
Be faithful, weary pilgrim.
The altar's open.
The morning I can see.
Amen.
Just lift your cross and follow close to me.
Richard,
just
heart
follow. Oh,
me.
Jesus, if I
look
die
at it that way, yes. But if you look at it,
when a foreign
at the end of it, there's a crowd. It's
would
eternal life.
No more than love demands.
Brian Harper talking on heaven.
No less
I've got
mine.
The living water.
Repay.
No sin. No sorrow.
No
heartache. No disappointment. One eternal day.
Than for a friend
I'm going
to
there.
Die.
And I'd like for you to go with me.
These are the words he gently spoke to me.
Is he speaking to you?
If just a cup of water
yes, yes.
I place within your hand,
yes, yes.
Then just a cup of water is all that I demand.
Amen, amen.
But if by death to living they can thy glory see,
amen.
I'll take my cross and follow close to thee.
Bow your heads, if you will, right before we dismiss you. No one's looking. And for some reason, he's urging me to ask you this question. If you were to die tonight, is it well with your soul? Are you ready to meet the Savior face to face? It's not going to be what others say about you, but what you know. Would you lift your hand right where you're at? Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Anybody else? Anybody else? Preacher, I'm not sure. I'm uncertain. You can settle that this morning by giving it to Jesus Christ. Is there one? Another hand. Thank you. You may be looked up. We have a short board meeting after our service. We thank you for coming, those that have visited with us. I trust that you have sensed the presence of the Lord here. For those that came to the altar for needs, I hope and pray that he met them, and he will. And that you'll want to come back and be with us. Jason McClanahan will be with us tonight. Chris, who's the singing?
Me and Kevin and Amy and Isaac will be singing tonight.
Well, I knew, but I wanted you to tell
me. Yeah, we'll be singing for you tonight.
Okay, okay. Heads bowed. Mike Wolf dismisses.